T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, this happened. This is the house feed of the building in Vegas last night. Vegas plays the San Jose Sharks, and here we are.
Touching ovation as you see Patrick's wife Christina and his sons Landon, Brody, Jagger, and Caleb.
There we are, and that's from NBC after the house feed. And that's an away game, Chris, that they're playing in Vegas. So the reverence and the sense of reverence for Patrick Marleau, 1768, he passes Gordie Howe. He was drafted second overall in 1997, so he's been at it. We can relate, like, you know, people of our age, like, think about it.
Yeah.
When we get out of high school or so, I graduated in 95, you a couple years later, like, if he's still humping it and playing at that level at about, like, our age, you know, like, getting out of school rated about our age, if you relate it to that, and just how much, how in shape you got to be, how many hours you need to put in, and how you still have to grind at this age. And I think we look at it and we say, wow, there is a sense of reverence for just doing it that long. But the hockey establishment, I don't necessarily think everyone's in agreement, Chris. I've seen some things, you've seen some things, and I raise my eyebrow and go, what's the story here with some people?
Yeah, I don't understand the need to diminish Patrick Marleau's achievement. Is it because he surpassed Gordie Howe? And I've seen people use the word accumulator. Well, if there's an accumulator amongst the world of hockey, you'd have a hard time arguing against Gordie Howe, who played until his 50s and then would come back and make these surprise appearances for another 20 years after that as more of an accumulator. I mean, so I think you can also – that's kind of like the game manager term for a quarterback, a dirty word. He's an accumulator. Well, to be an accumulator, you got to do all those things you just talked about over the course of 20 years or so in maintaining physical condition, coming back from injuries, being able to produce enough to stay in the lineup. I mean, that in and of itself is an accomplishment, to stay in the NHL for 2 decades. So I don't understand, you know, if you want to compare Patrick Marleau's career to the career of one of the all-time greats, like, okay, we'll say Gordie Howe, and say, okay, he's not as good as Gordie Howe. Fine, okay, we can talk skill and things like that, and I'm with you. But to somehow try and diminish the accomplishment of playing this long and still being on an NHL roster at this point, I don't know why we need to tear that part of it down.
Like, I don't even know. There's a lady named Rosie DiMano who works at the Toronto Star, and she tweeted out, Milt Dunnell wrote 11,000 columns for the Star. I'll never catch him, but if I were to reach 10,999, I'd stop. There's much to admire about Patrick Marleau as a hockey player and as a human being. Not this. Respect. Period. Why
would she stop? Why would she not want to pass one of the, in what I guess in her mind, is one of the all-time greats, right? Like, why would you, isn't that an accomplishment in and of itself? And I think it is. It's not the same as having the most goals all time or the most points all time or the most Stanley Cup victories all. It's not the same as that. But to play in the most games in the history of the National Hockey League
right.
is an accomplishment in and of itself. And it should be recognized for what it is, which is, you know, this is like the Cal Ripken. It's different because it's not consecutive games, but it's a Cal Ripken type moment, right? Patrick Marleau is still, it's not like they're pushing young guys out in San Jose so that Patrick Marleau can have this opportunity. He's on the roster by right and by virtue of his skill.
Yes.
He still exists.
Yes. Yes. It's not, they're not giving him a charity game. Like, he's still out there.
Right.
He can skate a little bit. He can go. The hockey establishment, this is something, and our friend Jesse Marshall tweeted this out, and it is, I think, absolutely brilliant, and I need to find it here. I saw it yesterday afternoon. He said, this sums it up, and he hit it and nailed it perfect. Jesse Marshall did from The Athletic. He said, hockey people, and here, it's reloading here. Hockey people love to position the league as the embodiment of toughness and grit. But the moment someone breaks a damn record for games played, the literal embodiment of grit and toughness, everyone wants to dump all over it. And he's right about that. You know, because this guy isn't a Gordie Howe. And why does it matter? Right. He still played more games. No one is arguing. This is where I don't get hockey. No one's arguing that he was better than Gordie Howe. He simply wasn't.
No.
He just played more games. Are we allowed to celebrate that and also put aside, yeah, he wasn't a better player. He just played longer. And there's a certain noble quality with being able to gut it up, tape up your stick, get together, put on your pads, throw your helmet on that many times. To do it that many times, 1,768 times, I don't care if you're playing 3 minutes a night. That's a hell of a thing.
Yeah, and I don't understand why. Like if someone came up on, what's the record for MLB games played? I think it's Pete Rose has it.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody came up on that record, would they just stop playing? Like this columnist from Toronto said, you just stop playing. You wouldn't try to eclipse that mark and set a standard for being able to apply your craft.
Right, Pete Rose played,
than
I think,
anybody
like 3,600 games or something like that. If he could keep making money for his family and keep drawing a paycheck, and teams will employ him, and he can make a roster, why in the heck should he stop? This shouldn't even be a discussion. Part of me thinks here's the problem though. Part of me at first was like, these are people just trying to catch a little clout on social media. But from the hockey establishment, it's a real opinion. That's the problem. That's the problem. It's also like what Pierre said about Sidney Crosby. You know, it's that kind of stuff. It's a real opinion. It's not just people trying to catch clout on social media.
In that, sometimes they underappreciate what should be very easy to appreciate, right? Like, Sidney Crosby is very easy as a hockey fan, if you live outside Philadelphia, I guess, to appreciate, right? Like, he's just, he is the embodiment of a pure love of the game. At least in my opinion, he is. And I think across most of the hockey world, people think that way. So when you look at Sidney Crosby, you can look at him and appreciate him. But to Pierre's point yesterday afternoon with Andrew and Chris, he really is underappreciated around
right.
the league. Patrick Marleau's record for most games played in the NHL, that it should be celebrated. It should be a bigger deal than it is this morning. I don't understand why anybody would feel the need to dump on that.
Because he's not Gordie Howe. Man, he's not
right.
Not original six sort of guy. I mean, come on. He didn't. He's Patrick Marleau. He's from some small town in the middle of nowhere north of Montana. Granted, he's at least Canadian, though, to some degree, if that counts there. But it baffles me all the time. It baffles me. You think baseball has unwritten rules? Hockey has the most in terms of how reverence that we're supposed to give to people and the degree of it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.